Here's one, another one. Look at chapter 11 of Mark. Jesus goes on, Mark 11. And if you're writing these down, Proverbs 21 is compassionlessly praying, and Isaiah 59 is unconfessedly praying, and Ezekiel 14 is idolatrously praying, and unhumbly is Matthew 6:5, and Matthew 6:7 is heartlessly. And now Mark 11:25. Let me read this to you just as it's written. And whenever, Mark 11:25 says, whenever you stand praying, so that's interesting, that's one of the many positions of prayer, standing. When you stand praying, now listen to this, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Now wait a minute, look up for a second. Isn't that a little general? Isn't that a little broad? If you have anything against anyone, if you are upset and angry and troubled and holding on to emotional against anyone, knocks down your cell tower, is what he's saying. Ruins your connection. Very interesting. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Reminds me of what the psalmist said, if God should mark iniquity, none of us would stand. We all are sinners by nature, by choice, by divine decree. We all by habit are sinful, and we default to self instead of to God. What he's saying is that we should never allow bitterness, that unwillingness to forgive another because we want them to get what they deserve. What we don't realize is if we forgive them, God will give them what they deserve. We can't, even if we tried. God says, why don't you just let go? Let me take care of the situation. But if you do not forgive, verse 26 says, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. And so therefore, bitterness in our prayers makes them not go through. Bitterness. I think about that. I talk to a lot of people, and there is that person that harmed them or harmed their child or took their job or took their money or whatever, ruined their life, divorced them, and they just, they can't talk about that person without... You know what that means? They got a lot of stuff in the dead prayer office. Because the Lord says, bitterness in our praying makes them not go through. We should be careful that we, if we have anything against anyone, forgive them, that our Father in heaven may forgive us. Well, let's look at John 5 and verse 30. We're only going to do a few more. We'll have to finish these next week because there are 20 of them, 20 different times. And by the way, you say, how did you arrive at this list? I arrived at this list by taking my Bible and my, as I told you 3 weeks ago, my little green pen. And I read every one of the 31,104 verses of the Bible and all 1189 chapters. And I took my green pen and I marked every time anybody prayed or prayer was talked about. And then if you analyze that and study and pray over that long enough, you'll find this series of times and many others where Jesus says, I won't hear him. I can't hear him. Here's the next one, which is just one I really like. John 5:30. This is what Jesus said. I can of myself do nothing. That is a profound statement. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. You know what Jesus said? I do not do my own thing. I am dependent upon my Father in heaven. I come, as it says in Hebrews 8 and Psalm 40, to do thy will, O God. Now you say, wait a minute. I thought this is one God. And, what is this? Co-equal, co-eternal, and all this triune. Jesus, in his earthly humiliation, chose to never on earth operate other than through the will of his Father in heaven. That's why he talks to him all the time, prays to him constantly, more than we ever pray. Needed him all the time. Why? Because he says, I can't, John 5:30, of myself do anything. I don't seek my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me. What he's saying is, if we have self-prompted, self-driven, self-empowered prayers, God can't hear them. When it's our will, when we do not, as I showed you last week, be like Christ. Remember how he threw himself down before his Father and said in the garden, not my will, but thine be done. You know, you want to know God's will in your life, you ought to throw yourself down. And I ought to throw myself down more regularly and say, God, I don't want my own way. I don't want my own will. I want yours. The other side of that is to selfishly pray. I want this. I want it this way. I want it now. And that's why those prayers aren't heard. Selfishly praying keeps them from going through.